cooking breakfast and supper. And who would further show that Mr. Turkey did accompany Dog to obtain his driver's license, the driver's license record, which we would introduce in the call of this case, would reflect the driver's license number of Mr. Turkey on the application, which was signed with the full name, Eric Starville. The state will show through these records also that the 1967 license number, which was assigned to Mr. Paisley, was transferred to Deerhead Golf, and that subsequently on October the 2nd, that the new license number was obtained, the 1968 license 1-389935, as Eric Cass Golf. The state's proof would further show that the defendant left the Birmingham vicinity on or about October the 5th. He entered Mexico on October the 7th. He remained there in Mexico until approximately the middle of November 1967. The state proof would then pick the defendant up using the name Eric F. Goff when he appeared in Los Angeles, California at his address 1535 North Sereno and rented an apartment from Mrs. Margarita House, who was brought in to testify with reference to this. Also from Los Angeles, the state would call Mrs. Marie Martin, who testified that she met the defendant under the name Gall while she was working in the salt room there in Los Angeles, and that pursuant to having met Mr. Gall and acquainted with him, that she later introduced him to her cousin, one Lita Stein, and to Lita Stein had two children and lost in New Orleans, Louisiana, and one brought to Los Angeles. As a result of this friendship between Miss Martin and having met Rita Stein, also her brother, Charles Stein, was agreed on the 15th of December that the defendant driving his Mustang would take, and he did take, Charles Stein to New Orleans, Louisiana. The state proof was introduced, the record through the manager of the provincial hotel to show that the defendant had Eric Goff, 2608, Crown Island, Birmingham, Alabama, driving the Mustang, did register and stayed in room 126 on December the 17th, checked out on December the 19th. At that time, the proof was shown that along with Charles Stein and his two children, Richard Stein, the defendant was proceeded back to Los Angeles. They would show through Mrs. Mary Lucy Pennell, the manager of the Home Service Laundry Company, located at 6280 Hollywood Boulevard, that the defendant and Eric Goff was a customer of her laundry during the period of December 1967 until early March 1968. She would identify laundry markings as reflected on the short and the undershirt dropped in front of the client as being laundry marks she had placed on these two particular garments while the defendant was there as a customer. Mr. Avinson, Rodney Avinson, who operated the bank studio in Long Beach, California, would testify with reference owing to the defendant and Eric F. Dahl. During the period from December the 5th until February the 12th, while Mr. Dahl was taking dancing lessons at his place of business. Through the testimony of Mr. Thomas Reed Lowry, the state would show that the defendant, under the name of Gary Gett Dahl, enrolled at the International School of Bartending there in Los Angeles, And he attended this school from January the 19th until March the 2nd when he graduated. He was able to obtain a photograph in color. Reflecting the graduation picture from Mr. Lyle, which you will see in the does show the defendant along with Mr. Lyle, who is standing in the gentleman view picture to the defendant's left, and he's holding the diploma in front of him with the man here at Kesko. Dr. Russell C. Hatton of Hollywood, California, would be called by the state to testify that in his capacity as a plastic surgeon, he did perform an operation on the nose of the defendant under the name Eric Dahl on March the 5th of 1968. We would show that on March the 17th of 1968, the defendant, using the name Eric S. Dahl, executed a change of address card from the St. Francis Hotel, where he had moved to the front 1535 North Serrano, showing the new address to the general delivery in Atlanta, Georgia. And en route from Los Angeles back east across the country, the defendant did deliver certain items of clothing and books or a carton of personal belongings to the daughter of Marie Martin, who was residing in New Orleans, Louisiana. Further tracing the defendant, Bill and Eric S. Dahl, he spent the night of March 27th at the Flamingo Motel, located in Selma, Alabama. We would show to Mr. Jimmy Garner, who operates a rooming house in Atlanta, Georgia, that he rented the room to the defendant under the name Eric S. Dahl on March 24, 1968. That he collected a week's rent and subsequently on March the 31st collected a second week's rent from the defendant as Eric S. Dahl. At the time of the collecting of the rent on March the 31st, that the defendant did write his name out as Eric S. Dahl on an envelope, and this envelope was subsequently turned in the course of his investigation. Then on the morning of April 5th, Mr. Garner went into the room that had been rented to the defendant as Eric Dahl, and for purposes of changing the letter. That time, he found a note in substance saying, "I have to go to Birmingham. I'll be back later to pick up, or within about a week, to pick up my television set and my other articles." That on April the 14th of 1968, some 10 days after the murder in Memphis, Mr. Garner did give permission to the members of the Atlanta FBI office to make a search of the premises there at his rooming house, which had a room which had subsequently rented to the defendant. Mrs. Annie Peters, you recall, of the state, testified with reference to the operation of the Piedmont Laundry, which is located around the corner from Jimmy Garner's rooming house. That on April the 1st, the defendant and Eric Dahl left certain laundry and cleaning there. That on the morning of April the 5th, 1968, and around mid-morning, he returned and picked up this laundry and dry cleaning. The tape would then show that on the morning of April the 5th, 1968, several people who lived in the Capitol Homes apartment project located in Atlanta, Georgia, including among them Mrs. Lucy Casey, who we call as the state's witness, observed this white Mustang pull into this parking area of the Capitol Home by in the neighborhood talking about the car. The pastor of one of the people was called to the station to shut when they called the line police. We were told through Detective Roy Lee Davis of the Auto Theft Division of the Atlanta Police that he was the fact shooting team. He did observe this 1966 Mustang, bearing license number 138993. In the course of seeking to check out whether or not this was a stolen car, following the customary police procedure, the information on this car was picked up, and of course it was the car being sold in reference to the investigation he had mentioned already. And subsequently the car was taken into custody by the officers of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And the officers in checking this car out observed several items in the trunk which proved to be significant. Specifically, without taking time to bring these all out, they're wrapped, we do have them here. A dark blue short sleeve shirt. There was two bits in the trunk of the car. A foot of cane, a rug from the trunk was taken along with a pillow. Sweepings were made of the full mat, all through the car. There was a styrofoam case, which was determined to be a styrofoam case, in which a Polaroid 20 camera is packaged and shipped and sold. Also, the 1967 license number, which had a tag, which was in the car. This is the same tag that registered Mr. Paisley, was transferred in early September to the defendant in their guest dog. And of course, bearing the 1968 Alabama license, 1-38993. The officers of the bureau there who made the search of the room rented by Jimmy Garner would testify with reference to a number of maps that were found, including maps in Atlanta,